How's it going? I'm Dave Jackson. Welcome to another JPR Live session where we get to better know artists we admire and hear exclusive live performances from the Steve Nelson Performance Studio on the SOU campus. JPR Live sessions are made possible with support from the Talent Club. Find their live music schedule at talentclublive.com. Today we're welcoming back an act that has been part of our circle of returning champions and vital part of the Pacific Northwest folk scene. Identical twins Lori and Caitlin Shook are Shook Twins. They've been favorites of ours for well over a decade now, and they just released a brand new single, Hand Up, and they're on a West Coast tour with the Portland indie band Glitter Fox. They're performing tonight at the historic Ashland Armory. Tickets and information are at ashlandfolkcollective.com. And for more about Shook Twins, check out their social media accounts. Just look for Shook Twins. Welcome back, you guys.
Thanks.
We're really stoked to have you here. Somehow you've been here several times and I've missed you every single time. So I'm really happy that I'm here too.
Yes.
Welcome back. So tell us who's in the band with you today.
We got Aber Miller on the keys and the bass at the same time. And Alex Radakovich. Yeah. It's all on one thing. Alex Radakovich on the drums and the drum samples that she created herself. And Nico Slice on the guitar. And that's Caitlin, my twin, right there. And my name is Lori, and I'm right here.
And there's a new little Shook on the way.
Yes. And
then the Bun Bun.
I had the Bun Bun with me, and he's chilling right now. He's not kicking, so that's good.
That's good. So you brought the little Shook with you and the rest of the band. So how about starting off with the song? What do you guys want to play this afternoon?
Yeah, we'll start with the single we just released. It's called Hand Up. And we're really excited about it. We haven't released any studio songs in a while, so it's another shooky disco folk genre bending scenario.
Okay, I can certainly appreciate that. It's Shook Twins in a JPR Live session.
Hand-me-downs, nothing that we have is brand new. Trying to break the habit now, doing everything like you do. I'm doing the best I can, let me put my heart in my hands for you. Someone sees me, I'll just keep my hand up, I'll just keep my head, I'll just keep my hand up, hope that someone sees me, I'll just keep my hand up, I'll just keep my head. Keep
That's Shook Twinsy in a JPR live session with their brand new single, Hand Up. It just came out Monday. Kind of surprised me. I wasn't expecting a new single. So it's pretty stoked you guys were coming in here and we got a new single. So I read that around the time of the pandemic, you guys kind of took some time apart and relaxed a pretty heavy and busy touring and working schedule. What brought that on and how did that work out for you guys?
COVID.
There was.
I mean, it was kind of crazy timing and we feel a little guilty like we caused it. we had been grinding pretty hard all of 2019 and feeling pretty tired. And I was getting pretty ready to start a family. So we kind of decided right around 2020, like maybe we should just take a break. Let's just be real chill for like 2 years. And then the world crashed.
So it was great timing for the
So we caused COVID. I'm so sorry. Don't say that on record.
Wait, can you help me with some Powerball numbers?
Yes, we have other powers too.
Yeah, exactly. So you guys are living separately now, is that correct?
Yep. Yes. Yeah, so I moved home. Caitlin moved home to Sandpoint where we grew up.
Uh-huh.
And Laurie's still in Portland.
You're still in Portland.
I'm in Sandpoint a lot too. I have two homes now.
Right. Well, and you guys go. I'm kind of surprised actually with like Sandpoint, Idaho. What I'm hearing from there and out of there, and like Enterprise, Oregon, and stuff. There's kind of a hot spot for creativity that seems a little surprising to me, just because of the small town environment out there. How was that like growing up, and how did you get involved with that scene?
In Sandpoint, I mean, I feel like that's just blossomed in the past. Well, it's been like 20 years. There was really not that many places that had live music. And Lori and I kind of started the thing at this winery. And then I don't want to say we started it, but there was a lot more music since we started. Yeah, there's a lot of great musicians in Sandpoint. It's so cool.
And then people sort of migrated into working in an Enterprise as well at the OK Theater. I know you guys are friends with a lot of the folks that play out there.
We made the Hand Up single at OK Theater with our good buddy Bartwig.
I know him pretty well now too. He's been in here a couple of times. It's cool. Yeah, he's a great guy. So then you ventured to Portland somewhere along the line, kind of moving away from Sandpoint. When was that and what kind of brought that on?
In December of 2009. So that's been over 15 years that I've been calling that home. And yeah, Portland's great too. Love the music scenes there. There's so many different pockets of music scenes and sometimes we cross over and mingle into others, but
no. It seems like it seems like it is a pretty tight knit community up there.
That's why it's so cool to be playing with Glitterfox. They're kind of part of another scene, and to cross over, it's awesome. They're so rad. And that's what I miss a lot living in Sandpoint now, and I'm so glad I still have one foot in the Portland music scene because it really there's nothing like it.
It really is cool. I've been really appreciative of it for the last 10 years or so now.
There's a lot of camaraderie, and it just doesn't feel much competition, which seems kind of rare in a bigger city, and just everybody kind of fighting for stage time and everybody just collaborates. It's great.
I think there's kind of an indie thing that's come on because of the internet and stuff that I think it rather than fighting for one producer to get to know you and produce you, everybody's collaborating to just kind of work together and play music. In some ways it's maybe not as great for musicians making a ton of money, but it's great for musicians and music. So
It's good for mental. We gave up making tons of money a long time ago. No, we're still holding out. What are we getting?
You'll make it. It's happening.
It's happening. It's not what we're in it for, though.
But I want to talk a little more about friends and collaborators, which include, like I say, a lot of the folks we love here at JPR. But let's hear another tune. What do you guys want to play?
Yeah, we'll play one off our last studio record. Are we doing Bowie?
Yeah. This is a song called Bowie.
Right. Shook Twinsy in a JPR live session.
There's a second hand spinning, always watching, always singing. Time's going by, child. Time's going by. Ah. Time's going by, child, times are going by.
You're listening to Shook Twins in a JPR Live session. I'm Dave Jackson. Hope you're enjoying the music. Shook Twins and Glitter Fox are performing tonight at the Ashland Armory in Ashland. You can find tickets and information at ashlandfolkcollective.com. And you can find more about Shook Twins as well as merch and music at their website. It's shooktwins.com. So you guys are also founders, and I notice, Laura, you're wearing the T-shirt today, of an all-female side project called Side Boob, and you can't imagine how happy I am to say that on public radio. Tell us about Side Boob.
It's a really rad, fun, women's celebratory 90s pop cover band that started at Northwest String Summit. With just the women that were booked there that started out with just five of us, and then at the very end, when the festival stopped, there were 36 women on stage. So it was really amazing. Those promoters did a great job of really increasing their demand out, yang booking.
And did I hear you guys did a little tour with some of that?
We play around Halloween now. It's uh-huh. a little fun 90s party. It's just so joyous, and it's really incredible. It's fun to be in a cover band where everybody's just singing along.
Right.
Yeah. But it's not just a cover band. Like, it just feels so, it's like everybody gets it. Once you're in the audience, the whole room is just buzzing with just like women appreciation and we're not like shoving it down anybody's throats, I don't think, but it's just like so prevalent and so obvious. It's like just the way we're not just playing the songs, we're talking about the women that originally did them, and if they've passed on, we honor them, and we introduce every woman that steps on that stage and tell them what their shows are coming up and what projects they're in. It's not just, it's not just playing music. It's playing,
playing with your girls.
A lot of sit-ins. We're trying to just get as many women up on stage as possible. It's really fun.
Yeah, the videos I've seen, it looks like a real fun project. We were talking about you moving to Portland, and you've blended in well with the Portland folk scene. And early on, you were good friends with John Craigie. You still are. And tour with him. Is it Laura, you're touring with Craigie sometimes?
All these guys. Band got to be his band for the last summer and into the fall. Yeah. And sometimes I would get sprinkled onto the lineup.
Uh-huh.
Great.
Yeah.
It's so fun to be in this team on his team.
He's such a fun performer, Jim.
Yeah, so rad. So yeah. We're musical besties. It's been like 17 years we met at a show we got booked together randomly.
Yeah. I've always appreciated about your music. So you brought the telephone mic today. Just the layers of sound you guys put together. There's beatboxing, and there's the telephone mic, and there's the giant egg and looping that I've seen you guys do and stuff. What got you into doing that as opposed to just playing folk music?
Well, we got bored.
Yeah.
Or pure boredom. We started as just a duo a long time ago. Just two guitars and two voices.
And it just
got bored.
Yeah, we had to spice it up a bit and get more interesting. And then soon enough, we got bandmates to join us and make it even more interesting. But we still wanted to keep that uniqueness and,
right.
and have our weird sprinkles.
Yeah, these guys are full of textures.
Yeah, they are. The guitar effects are really cool. The synth effects, the drum pads and stuff like that. So, how did the telephone mic come about?
I found it on Craigslist. Oh, he muted. I found it on Craigslist.
And this phone is a miracle. It's truly mine. It got stolen with my guitars and both of my guitars, and this phone made it back to me.
Oh,
it's a miraculous story of a hero in Portland.
That's a good ending to a bad story, so it's great. And then the giant egg, which is it makes appearances on stages with you guys as well. It's originally a percussion instrument. How did that come about? Somebody gave that to you guys too? Is that?
I mean, yeah, it was originally just a giant egg under the arm of some dude in Seattle. It's an Easter decoration. No, it's magic. Yeah, just some guy had it, and I was like, what's the deal with your golden egg? I said, I don't know, some lady just gave it to me, and she said I had to sign it and pass it on. I was like, I'm signing it, and sign it, I want it. And that was like 15 years ago or something, and it was, yeah, and then I put popcorn in it. There's a tiny little popcorn-sized hole, and I put probably 400 pieces of popcorn in there, and now it's a giant golden egg shaker. And yeah, we started throwing it up in the air and playing it at shows, and we got an email from someone who had the whole backstory of where it came from. And so it just kind of unfolded itself to us. And it's just, the whole story is on our website if you're curious. It's a little long, but
yeah,
it's really fun and really cool and just chalked with magic. It was created by an amazing artist called Lucia Nere. Her name is Lucia Nere. She does like flash mobs and stuff. It started as a flash mob art piece.
Oh, wow.
Cool. Yeah.
Cool. We got time for about another song. And I know you guys got to head off and do a load in at the armories. What do you want to wrap up with?
We'll do our song Safe, also off our last studio record. The record's called Some Good Lives, and the song's called Safe.
Hey, it's the Shook Twins in a JPR live session.
It's just a song for everybody deserving to have safe love.
Safe.
Wrapping up at JPR Live Sessions, Shook Twins with Safe. Shook Twins and Glitter Fox are performing. They're on a West Coast tour and performing tonight at the historic Ashland Armory. Doors are at 7. Showtime is at 8. Tickets and information are at ashlandfolkcollective.com. And they're performing at the Belfry in Sisters tomorrow and Sunday night. So other than those shows, what's on the agenda for Shook Twins?
We have another little run next weekend, so that's next. And then I'm going to have a baby.
I was going to say, yeah, okay. Oh.
And then who knows? We'll see what it feels like after that.
Cool.
I'm sure we'll, I mean, we're always going to be playing shows and we'll just have them on stage with me or whatever. Strap them to my back. Where will we be together? We put the us in hiatus.
I like that. Well, thanks so much for being our guest today. And thanks also to the other members of the band. Thanks, Nico, Alex, and Aber. We appreciate putting in the time and showing up for us, taking some time out of your day. Yep. And this JPR Live session will be available soon on our website and wherever you get your podcasts. JPR Live sessions are produced by John Griffin of Luna's End Studios with help today from Kenyon Myers, made possible with support from the Talent Club in Talent, featuring live music and cold drinks in a casual atmosphere. And you can find their live music schedule at talentclublive.com. I'm Dave Jackson. Thanks for listening to JPR Live Sessions.